So, hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center. And in this theme, we've been talking a little bit before about all the energy coming in for 2025. And I think in general, there's only a couple of us chatting actually, but our feeling is that there is a little bit more optimism. And I know that's saying something considering what's going on in the world at the moment, but just this idea of having more opportunities, more openings, more curiosity around different ways of doing things. But also in that momentum. And whether that is optimistic for you, or whether that's stressful, or whether you are one of these people who are struggling a lot or facing challenges, or know people who are facing challenges, the energy itself is very kind of a bit chaotic, right? So what I wanted to focus on was this idea of our regular Reiki practice bringing us back into what I call like ground zero. So as we go out into the world, it's kind of like there's that egoic personal energy, what we call ourselves. So Elaine going out into the world and doing things. So manifesting, actioning, kind of having conversations, communicating. And there is an outward energy that comes out of me as I'm trying to, honestly, when you think about what you're trying to do, you're trying to grab something, you're trying to push something, you're trying to pull something. So we're constantly doing things. And again, when we get really honest about motives, we're trying to do something to get something, even if that's service. Right. So if we're offering a service, it's to get something in return, even if that's a thank you or validation or you're such a good person, whatever. So the personal energy of Elaine is very self-centered, right? And that's all of us. And whether you see it or don't see it, ideally you see it, because then you start to see the motivations, you start to see how you're acting and what this kind of mind, this ego, this body is yearning for. So we're constantly yearning for something, and it might be security, it might be validation, it might be appreciation, it might be love. I mean, it's all coming from a good place, right? But sometimes the actions can be less than aware or kind of motivated by things that maybe with hindsight you'd look back at and go, maybe that wasn't quite so clean. So this idea of using our Reiki practice to come back to ground zero, the reason I recommend that and doing that frequently, daily, if you can, is ideally so that you can clear the cache, clear the history, clear the energies that might be sticking around, whether that's your energies, your personal motivations, your personal agendas, or as we were saying, sometimes when you're in an environment that's quite heavy, or in an environment that's quite motivated by things that maybe are a bit unseen. And at the moment, there's, as we said, a lot of chaos. There's some heaviness in certain parts of the world. For other people, they're feeling lighter, but it's just kind of all up and downy. It's all kind of all over the place. So coming back into your Reiki practice with the intention of clearing out everything, so you're really grounding back in, means that you can then go back out into life with more clarity, with more intention and more awareness. So this idea of not letting things brood, not letting things kind of start to stack on top, because as we know, those onion layers, when we start stacking things on top and on top and on top, it takes us further and further away from ourselves. So that's the idea of the practice. And I think a lot of Reiki is about that. So it's this coming home, it's coming back to yourself. And in that way, when we do that intentionally, I think it also helps us as we go back out into the world. And it helps us make decisions that are coming, hopefully, from less agenda, but also realizing that as a human person, you are operating from agenda. Whether they're hidden or not, that's another thing. Like, I do think if you know your agendas, it's helpful and honest and authentic. When you go and help someone and you walk away and go, yeah, I did that for me, it helps, frankly. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the attunement. So we bring hands in Garsho prayer pose in front of your heart center and grounding your feet. And as you ground your feet, you're closing your eyes, you're just starting to center in, starting to bring yourself into a little bit more self-awareness of the breath. So you're noticing the breath as it comes in through the nostrils, into the chest, into the belly. And you're doing this a few times. And you might even notice as you do this, you can relax the body a little bit. Just noticing and relaxing around the eyes, the cheeks, the jaw. Dropping the shoulders. Every exhale is an opportunity to relax. Bring yourself in a more grounded, centered way. Noticing your buttocks on the chair. All the way down to the feet. And then we're going to bring our attention up to the crown, the top of the head. And imagine a 1,000-petaled lotus. And as you open this lotus, this flower as it blooms, you invite in the Reiki attunement. And you're just breathing it in. So as you inhale, you imagine this beautiful light. It could be white, gold, pink, purple, whatever color you want. Just coming in through the crown, pouring in through the crown chakra, into the heart center. And with every exhale, you imagine that beautiful energy pouring out of the heart center, all the way down the arms, into the fingers. So in through the crown with the inhale, and out through the heart chakra with the exhale. And as you do this a few times, you might notice already a stillness or a settling in your energy system. Such a simple tool. Even doing this several times a day would help you to regain your clarity, your grounding. Just allowing the mind to settle on its own. You don't have to force it to stop thinking. But you're just bringing your attention away from the thoughts. So the thoughts can still be there, but they're almost like drifting in and out. You're just focusing on your breath, on your Reiki. And then for this exercise, we're going to place one hand on the heart chakra, so right in the middle of the chest, and then we're going to bring the other hand down. I'm going to give you a choice. So either the solar plexus, which is under the ribs, or you can bring your hand down below the belly button, the sacral chakra. So just see, you might place your hand on both those spots just to see what feels most appropriate today. Or you might change them, interchange them as we go through this meditation. But just settling on one position for now and just noticing the energy of the hands, what's happening under your hands, what's happening in the heart chakra, what's happening in the lower chakra, whichever one you've chosen. And as you breathe, every exhale, relaxing, continuing to relax down through the shoulders, the chest, the belly. And just noticing a deep stillness. And as you come into the body, you're just noticing any sensations in the body. Perhaps you're noticing if there is a difference between the hands, maybe a different energy, a different quality. And as you breathe, you might notice that they very gently start to harmonize, to balance, or not. This isn't the intention. We're simply observing. And if there has been activity in the mind, if there's a bit of chaos, you're just very gently allowing that to settle or inviting it to settle. And you could say to your mind, we can pick all this up later, but right now we're going to rest. And sometimes as the mind is allowed to rest, there's almost a relief or a feeling of a lowering of energy down into the belly. And if you're struggling to notice that naturally, you could bring your attention down to the belly, down to where your hand is. Just bringing all your focus and intention down to the lower hand. And even down further to the buttocks where you're sitting on your chair. And then to help you clear a little bit of energy, bringing your attention up into the heart center. And we're just going to breathe into the heart center. And every exhale, continuing just to allow that energy to expand into all the cells, but also out into your aura. The energy, your personal energy, that surrounds you 1 to 2 feet outwards. And if you're noticing a different kind of distance, that's also fine. Maybe it feels bigger, maybe it feels smaller. It's your own experience of breathing out into your entire energy field. That's not only physical, but it's also out into the energetic field. You could bring in color or light, like a white or golden light, or different colors, or a color that feels resonant right now. Oftentimes people will use a dark red or one of the red hues, even brown, as grounding. Or you could be using a yellow for energizing for the solar plexus. Or up into the greens for healing. Or or blue for authenticity, communication. Or perhaps purple or indigo for intuition, the spiritual awakening. And if it feels right, you're just expanding your attention now a little bit further outward. So not just your body and your aura, but also out into the room around you. And even allowing that to dissipate. Just allowing your attention to float. Just be present. Dropping any notion of body or room. And just allowing the attention to be expansive. Non-geographical. Just notice how it can hold everything and hold your body and your emotions, your thoughts, but it can also hold the entire room, the entire street. It's like all of these are simply objects, arisings, coming and goings. Even the breath, so you inhale and exhale, is simply an arising and a disappearing. Coming in from nowhere and going out to nowhere. And this is your ground zero, where everything is simply a coming and a going. But you notice that you are the presence or awareness that has no boundaries, no location. Just a sense of stillness and peace. If you feel like it, you can bring your hands down to your lap now. Just starting to bring that diffused, expanded awareness. And not to bring it back in necessarily, but just to notice the body as an arising of that expansion. So seeing the body, maybe wiggling your fingers and toes. Noticing your boundaries, the boundaries of your skin, your body, the contact it makes with your chair. The mind with its thoughts. But seeing if you can keep that perspective of all of this happening as an arising out of a much more expanded consciousness or awareness. It's just a happening.
for play, for curiosity.
And just moving your body slightly to see if you can keep that connection.
Perhaps you're very slowly and gently
stretching.
Just noticing that duality. So you are the body, you are the stretching, you are the moving, but you're also still expanded. Awareness, stillness. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.
And just see if you can keep that connection as you look around the room.
Noticing the objects. And seeing the objects as arising out of nothing. And noticing the stillness within every object. The same stillness that is within you. I'm taking a couple of deeper breaths now. We're ending the meditation whenever it feels like it.